Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Hope everyone has had an awesome night. Just want to say good morning. Good morning to you all, and happy birthday, Jesus Christ. Such a joy that we're able to celebrate him this morning. So I won't hold this up, and I'm going to go ahead and hand the call over to Mr. Carr so we can go ahead and get started.
All righty. Thank you, Tiana, and I thank everybody for being up this morning and, you know, just waking up in the right spirit, right?
Yes.
We worship God, praise God, because it's Christmas, meaning that it's his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's his birthday.
Yes.
It's his birthday. And this is why we celebrate this season, okay? So make sure we're doing it in the right reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For the right reasons. It's very important, okay, that we first honor God in all that we do. You have
mm-hmm.
a great time today with your children, with your loved ones, okay, family, friends, neighbors, okay. Make sure you first and foremost you're honoring God because this is his day. It's
mm-hmm.
his birthday. I challenge everybody. Okay, if you haven't gotten your cakes already, make your cake. Get your candles ready. Okay, just to tell Jesus happy birthday. Light those candles, sing
mm-hmm.
to him. You know, the happy birthday song. Y'all know how I do. I ain't going to sing it this morning. All right? So make sure we do that. Okay, all we want to do this morning is just pray with you all. We want to give you a word of encouragement. Okay? And you have a... So we can send you on your way. You have a great day. All right? So
yes.
That's all we're saying this morning. Okay, so we're going to open up with prayer, and then we're going to get started, and we're not going to keep you very long because I know you're anticipating some of us already opened up some gifts and things like that. You know, that's great. If you do have an extra gift, go ahead and send it to 3324. Okay, write this down, the address. Just mess with y'all. All right, anyway, let's go ahead and get started with the prayer right quick, okay? So go ahead and close your eyes and bow your heads, okay? Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for sending your son for us. And today we set aside this day to say happy birthday. We don't know the exact day, but Father God, we want to worship you always. But we just want to send a special thank you for this very day, Father God. Father God, we know this day as a day that we have been redeemed for our sins, Father. This is the best day of our life. The best day of our life. Because without it, Father, we wouldn't be able to properly worship you, praise you, Father God. Father God, we wouldn't be able to have the opportunity to see you once again. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for sending your son, your perfect son, to become sin for us. We mark December the 25th as that day. We can call it Christmas, Father God, but as we put it in its proper perspective, Father, we just want to say happy birthday to Jesus Christ. It's his day. Much like every other day is, Father. But we want to say happy birthday on this day as we celebrate him, Father God. Father God, please accept our celebration, Father God. As we exchange gifts with one another, Father God, let us do that to commemorate you, Father God, as the wise men brought gifts to celebrate in the birth of you, Father. Father God, let us do things that are acceptable to you on this day, Father God. Let us not forget the reason for this season. Let us not forget the reason why you sent your son. Let us not forget to honor you in our every way, thought, and everything that we do, Father. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. We thank you so much, Father. So, Father God, let our praises not cease, Father God. Let our praises not be limited, Father God. Let them expand, Father God, the globe, so that others also can see what this day is truly about as we continue to celebrate Christ as we get off the phone. If it's his birthday, Father God, And Father God, let us celebrate accordingly, Father God, because there ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because it just won't stop. And we thank you for allowing us to do it the right way. We thank you and we praise you in the precious name of your daughter, Son, Jesus Christ. Let everybody say amen.
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 All right. So y'all, look, y'all know how to party. Y'all know how to put the music on and all that other stuff. Okay? You can almost do it right when we're about to get off the phone. You know what I'm saying? If you want to jam right now, do your two-step while you're on the phone. That's fine. Because this is a celebration. But we're doing it for the right reason. Because it's his birthday. Okay? And if you ain't never have a birthday party, this is the one that you should be celebrating the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Okay? And if your dreams, it's his birthday. Yeah, that man is shining armor. Yeah, that perfect man that you always been wanting, it's his birthday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
Amen.
Love of your life, it's his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's his birthday. Ain't nothing wrong with celebrating it the right way. Okay? I mean, we should celebrate it so good to where other people want to join in. Okay?
All right.
All right. All right. So with that being said, look, I want to do a quick round the table. I want everybody, you know, they're going to wish you a little happy, you know, a Merry Christmas and all that good stuff in their own way. So I don't want to hold up. Y'all just sit back and listen and relax so we can have you in and out. All right. So I'm going to start up top with Miss Tiana. The floor is yours.
This is the day we celebrate the greatest gift of all. Let's open our hearts to receive its call. It's not wrapped in paper and tied with a bow. It's strong, everlasting, and can make us grow. It's not in a gift bag wrapped with pretty tissue paper. It's not concealed in an envelope for our spending pleasure. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's that unconditional. It's that agape kind of love. It's that love from up above. This is the day God gifted us his one and only son. This is the day his son Jesus Christ was born. Let us sing and shout and stand in it. Let us dance with joy and honor it. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus Christ, Savior of the whole world. Jesus Christ, provider of that perfect mold. Jesus Christ, deliverer of the word. Jesus Christ, protector of us all. Let us celebrate your holiness. Let us celebrate your name. Son of man, bread of life, the true grapevine, the way, the truth, the light. The good shepherd, the Lamb of God, the Alpha and the Omega, the everlasting Lord. Today is your birthday. We shall celebrate. We've hung the garland and the lights and even baked a cake. The candles are lit and ready for you to blow. We are honored to sing happy birthday to you and wanted you to know we love you and thank you for your grace and your care. We wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope you ate well.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That's right.
Amen.
Okay. So thank you for the form. And these are just gifts that we're giving to you from Sunday morning breakfast. All right? So these are just small trinkets that we're giving to you. But I promise you, these things here, they last forever. So thank you for that, Miss Tiana. And we're moving right along from a gift from, let's say, Miss Latanya. Miss Latanya, you want to open your present for us?
All I want for Christmas, you say, is for my child to come home today to a place where I know they will be okay, a place where they can always stay. All I want for Christmas is your plea to be wealthy and also healthy, but even more importantly, to be able to buy gifts to put under the Christmas tree. All I want for Christmas, you demand, is for God to work a miracle overnight and send you your soulmate of a woman or a man. Yes. We all have expressed our desire of warmth, things that we would love to have happen, especially at this time of year and on this day. The beautiful part of us wanting is that there is someone who knows the yearnings of our hearts. He knows exactly what we want, not only for Christmas, but also every other day of the year. that someone is he who made this life that we live and this day that is meant for a time of celebrating his son's birth possible. He is our Father in heaven, God. He is willing, able, and always ready for us to seek him, so we don't have to be afraid to cry out to him. At the same time, we must remember that his answers almost always look so different and have such later timing than our requests. We don't always understand what he is doing, and oftentimes it seems as if he isn't there or even listening to us. However, he tells us in his word that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So he is always right there with us in our happiest of times as well as our moments of heartache and pain. All I want for Christmas is for all of you to be encouraged in the Lord, realizing and knowing that this life we live is not our own. God gave his one and only Son for you and I, and all we have to do is believe in him. My prayer is that God will help all of us to seek him first and enable us to experience his peace and love, understanding that on this day, we may not have all that we want, but we do have everything that we need. I hope you ate well.
Mm-hmm. Good deal, good deal. Excellent job. Okay, so we might not have all that we want, but we have all that we need. Okay, we're just giving y'all a couple of little gifts that you can, you know, hold on to. And look, the thing about these gifts here, you don't even need wrapping paper, so you don't even have to, you know, worry about paper being on the ground and all that other stuff. Okay?
Amen.
Best gift of all, huh?
Yes.
All right. So smile this morning. Smile, smile, smile. Wake on up. Wake on up, smile. It's just a little early morning celebration to get you started. Okay? So thank you for that, Miss Latanya. Now, Miss Jeanette, okay? What presents you got for everybody? Go ahead and share with me.
The true meaning of Christmas is love. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The true meaning of Christmas is the celebration of an incredible act of love. The real story is the story of God becoming a man in the form of Jesus Christ. Why did he do this? He loved us. Why was it necessary? We needed a Savior. Why does he care so much? Because he is love. So then why do we celebrate Christmas each year? We do it to show our gratitude for what God has done for us, to remember his birth by giving gifts to others, by worshiping him, and being especially conscious of those who are less fortunate. The meaning of Christmas is love. God loves his own. He provided a way, the only way, for us to be able to spend eternity with him. He gave his only Son to endure punishment for our sins, paid our debt in full, setting us free from our sentence once we accept that gift, that free gift of love. For God showed his love for us while we were sinners. By nature, we were his enemies in giving his Son for us to die, Romans 5 and 8. I hope that we all accept this gift of love, share this gift of love, and are loved. Merry Christmas, and I hope you ate well.
That's yeah. Right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Today, this day is marked as the birth of Christ, the birth of love. You know how we be looking for love, y'all? Man, you know, that's what, look, we spent our whole life looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, guess when love was born?
All right, man. So,
I mean, hold on. Guess when it was born in the flesh?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to mark that as December the 25th. And this is why we celebrate. We have a reason to celebrate. It's nothing more. We celebrate love.
Mm-hmm.
The love that we always look for, it was born just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Indeed.
So it was born just for us on this particular day. And we call it Christmas. That's why, you know, people get in the spirit of Christmas. They get in the spirit of love. Sharing.
Yes.
Sacrifice.
See?
So this is why we do this. Okay? So you can even mark that on your calendars. December the 25th, the day that love was born for me.
All right.
Okay?
Yes.
So thank you for that, Ms. Jeanette. We're going to move right along. Ms. Candy has a gift that she wants to share with everybody. Ms. Candy?
Christmas holds as many meanings as the stars that our eyes see. To some, it's snowmen and gingerbread houses. to others is icicles and garland wrapped around a Christmas tree. Down south where I'm from, it's sunny days with just a hint of cold air. Ham, turkey, and barbecue are but a few of the foods there. Our deviled eggs and crab legs, fried chicken, roasted duck, and cane burgers, too. We always have cakes, pies, and cookies, but Christmas isn't just about food. It's card games, bounce houses, and football games shared with family members from destinations far and wide. It's 100 or so people on my uncle's front lawn, plus his neighbors wishing we would be quiet. We take so many pictures, first the kids, then the cousins and the grands. We all huddle up around each other, cracking jokes until we can barely stand. Around about this time, the DJ begins to spin. Name That Tune is a popular game on Christmas because of the money you win. The dance contest is also always a trip. My Aunt Tina does the two-step with her daughters and occasionally the dip. She usually spends a lot of time dancing throughout the day. Her moves and the smile she greets each person with adds a certain warmth to the day. But I tell you, even these things are not what completes Christmas for me. Besides, this year I'm miles away, and I didn't even buy a tree. But I did spend time remembering all the years past, waking up to Cookie's homemade breakfast or sitting around with my sisters having a blast. Mm-hmm. I thought about my grandparents, Evora, Elise, Sarah, Pop, and Mr. Boy. But most of all, I thought about Jesus, for he is our joy. He is the reason for each memory that I shared with you today, because without him, I wouldn't be here. And that's all I have time to say. I hope you ate well.
All right. All right. All right. Okay. So without him, we wouldn't be here today. And there's something, and that's all I have to say. If y'all didn't notice, Candy just shared with y'all a great Christmas gift. Now watch this now. If you didn't catch it, she loves food. Just let y'all know.
I do.
She loves food.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay. So go ahead and dance in the spirit. Two step in the spirit. You might even do the dip, right?
Yeah.
Mhm. Now for those of us who have bad backs, don't dip too low. Okay. It's okay to celebrate, but don't dip too low because, you know, I don't know if EMS works in the day on Christmas. I don't know. They might be. Okay, but I'm just saying.
Okay. Amen.
So be mindful. The Bible said count the cost now. Okay. So as we celebrate Christmas. All righty. But thank you for that, Ms. Candy. And last but certainly not least, Ms. Shiren, the floor is yours.
Good morning, everyone. God is so awesome. Here we are, all of us gathered together this morning. Even though it's Jesus' birthday, has been blessed with a precious gift. What is it, you ask? Life. God has blessed us with life, another day and opportunity to live our purpose. It's one of the best Christmas gifts that we can ever receive. Some of us have been fortunate to buy gifts for our families and friends, while some of us might not have had the resources to do so. And you know what? It's okay, and I'll tell you why. God has blessed us with the gift of life, but there's another one that goes along with it that makes everything better, and it leaves positive, lasting effects. It's the perfect Christmas gift, and it's called love. Love is a universal gift that can be shared with anyone and overtake any material gift that you can ever share. And most of all, love is free. Give the gift of love this Christmas by breaking it down in these ways. Listening to and living for others, observing the needs of others, valuing others, and embracing others. And we can also let our voices encourage others. In doing so, we are also celebrating and honoring Jesus' birthday and giving him a wonderful gift, showing love just as he shows us daily. In closing, I would like to share this quote with you from an unknown author. It says, the beauty of Christmas is not in presents, but in his presence. Merry Christmas, and I hope you ate well.
Man.
Good deal. Thank you for that, Ms. Shira. It's a gift of love, something that is never ending. You can't go wrong with love.
Amen.
Can't go wrong with love. But let me tell you, you know, on Christmas Day, on Christmas, you know, some people, boy, we get so spiritual because, you know, when your money's funny, you be like, look, all I got is love for you. I don't want to disappoint you.
That's right.
No, I'm serious. Y'all, we'll say that in a minute. If we're not spiritual or religious any other day, we on Christmas, shoot, let the money be funny. We say, look, you know, I hope you, look, I got the gift of love for you. So, you know, of being disappointed and things like that, okay? But in reality, let me tell y'all something, okay? This day is set aside for the birth of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It is set aside for the birth of Christ. Remember, you said that you love God with all your heart. Okay? Remember that you said that. And you know how we often say that the best day of my life was the day my child was born.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so come back for a second. That's the best day of your life, the day your child was born. Right?
Right.
Y'all follow?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I want to share this with y'all. Even as we commemorate Christmas, I can guarantee you that the best day of our Savior's life, God, you know, it's the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. The best day of God's life was not the day that Jesus Christ was born, but the day that we was born. I'm talking about the day that we was born again.
Yes.
I can guarantee you that. Because, see, what he said was already clean.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did was, let me show y'all what Christmas is now. He gave us a model of what it is to be born again. Because you know that Christ lived already, right? God lived already. He came down in the flesh to be born again.
Amen.
Okay, y'all can catch this now.
Yeah.
On Christmas. So in other words, we have the perfect thing to imitate.
Indeed.
And this is why we celebrate Christmas. Yes, it commemorates Jesus Christ, but it's a perfect example of how we should be in the Spirit, born again, and it's a day of celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right?
Yes,
this is the reason why we have things like, as we know it, a white Christmas. What does white mean to you all? Think about that for a second. White means what? Something like pure, right?
Pretty,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
White. White Christmas. I know down south sometimes it don't get so white, but I know right now we're feeling the cold, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
But that white Christmas represents the purity. Okay? I mean, like a, something we might call a dove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
White, that's right.
So wisdom, humility, all of this wrapped in one was born unto us. On Christmas Day. It was a gift. It was a gift. Now, hold on. If y'all know anything about a gift, Miss Tiana, a gift is something that you necessarily didn't expect and you don't know what it was. See, if it was a gift that we knew about, Miss Latanya, it wouldn't be considered a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Per se.
That's the key.
Y'all know what I mean. Let me go ahead and break this down. I ain't going to keep y'all long because we're about to get off the phone. But, you know, like the gift that God gave you, your talent, a lot of people, we've been searching for years saying we don't know our purpose. Some still
mm-hmm.
don't. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay because the thing is, the closer you get to the Christmas tree or the day or God, let's put it that way, the closer you get to God, the more likely you're going to start to unwrap them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
And this is something that we didn't expect, Miss Jeanette. Who knew that our Savior would be born into this world like this? Who knew it? But the thing is, it's a gift, and I'm so glad he was. Because again, like one of us said, it might not be what you wanted, but it's what you needed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Amen.
And his birthday marks that.
Amen.
His date of birth marks that. Okay? Because you already know, see, you might not appreciate the gift that mom and dad once had for us. The best, you know, we may not have appreciated it. For instance,
the easy to read books. It don't have to be the Bible, but I'm just saying the easy to read books. We wanted the car and the choo-choo train and the big wheel and the bike. We wanted the go-kart, things like that. We, you know what I'm saying? We wanted all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that easy to read books helped us through life. That's why we're better able to communicate. See, we didn't appreciate it then, but we appreciate it now. Right?
Amen.
The gift. And see, this is the thing about the gifts, and this is something I want everybody to hear now. Okay? When we say with God, and we loving God and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, okay. Yes.
The gift was sent for you to open. The gift was sent for you to enjoy. The gift was sent to enhance your life as you know life. Talking about the gift of love, the gift called Christ. Okay? Very important. Very important. Very important as we close out. Okay? If you don't take time to understand the gift, because you know with gifts, you should read the manual.
Mm-hmm.
About to celebrate Christ's birthday. You have to read the manual. Okay?
Right.
If you do not read the manual, or let me put it this way, if you do not read the word personally for yourself,
mm-hmm. Yes.
If you do not read the word personally for yourself, how do you expect to know the word personally for yourself?
Amen.
Amen.
You cannot know Amen. The word through word of mouth. In other words, I don't know not a person on the face of this earth that let somebody else open their gifts and say, what I got in there? Tell me about it. You enjoy it and tell me. That's not the type of person that lives on this earth. Let me say that again. You don't tell somebody else to open your gifts, tell me what's in it, you enjoy it, and tell me about it.
That's right.
The reason Christ was born, Ms. Jeanette, is a gift for you. It's a gift for you to open. It's a gift for you to get to know. Know your gift. Know the gift that God sent for you. Now, look, don't do that to God. You know how we put gifts to the side that grandma and them bought? Don't do that to God. Open your gift up. Appreciate your gift. God knows you better than you know yourself. So he knows what you need. So he sent you something. Open it up. I'm not going to tell you about it. You need to know this for yourself. Don't let people be telling you about your gift through word of mouth. That's how you know your gift. No, you don't want to know your gift through word of mouth. You want to know your gift. You want to get to know your gift, just like you want to get to know somebody in the natural. Huh? You got to be around them. Huh? Some of us want to know their background. Y'all know how we do it. Huh?
Uh-huh. That's how
know
I do.
Your gift.
Amen.
Know your gift. Know the gift that God sent you. I ain't going to tell you about it. Because, see, the way I view the gift and the way you view the gift are going to be two different ways. So know it for yourself. How about that? Enjoy it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when people see you opening your gift and enjoying your gift, they might want what you have. And it's okay because this is a gift that keeps on giving.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So make sure that we celebrate this day for the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because we don't want to celebrate it for the wrong reasons, try to make other people happy. Okay? And what I mean by that is that, look, do not go broke trying to put a smile on somebody's face. I'm telling you, this is a word of wisdom now. This is a word of wisdom. I know we could have said it all these other days before now, but we come to somebody else's party to celebrate them. You put yourself to the back. You put yourself to the back. You're on the back burner. This is Christ's birthday. Okay? This is God's birthday. This is Christ's birthday. He came in the form of flesh. Jesus Christ. He said, I sent my only son. In other words, it's only one of me. I'm coming down for you. I'm going to wrap myself in flesh. Mary wrapped me. Y'all know as my mother, and swaddling clothes.
Right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. See, y'all, did y'all get the spiritual side of that? Joseph, see, who can be the father of God but God himself? I just marked him as a father. That's why he could impregnate her.
That's
so
right.
I really don't have a father, but I'm going to call him my natural father. Who's the father of God? Now, did y'all catch that?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure we're celebrating for the right reasons. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid to go somewhere just because you don't have a natural gift that they want. If you come bearing the gift of love and that's not acceptable, you still, hey, I'm going to love on you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is Christ's birthday. This is nobody else's birthday but Christ. Now, if you're born on December the 25th, okay, let your birthday celebrate yours at night, but celebrate his this morning.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
All
right. And that's fair to say, yeah. Okay. Make sure we're doing it for the right reasons for those of us who have been obedient, like those candles, like those cakes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You sing happy birthday, let them children know this is a reason, then you let them open their presents. Okay. But
yeah.
This is why we do this. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be opening no presents this morning, child. Parents, let them know. Let them know. It's his birthday. And like I say, when we come to a party, we want to know whose birthday it is. Now that you know whose birthday it is, celebrate accordingly, all right? All right. We love y'all. We want to pray with you right quick, and then we're getting off the phone. All right? Ms. Latoya, you want to close us in prayer, please?
Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to come together on this phone this morning, Lord God. We thank you for keeping watch over us last night. Lord God, we thank you for a peaceful night's rest. Lord God, we thank you for your word that we have received on this morning, Lord God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this life. We thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Lord God, so that we may be saved from our sins, so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Lord God, we thank you for your peace, for your strength, for your love. We ask that you will allow us to go forth in this day, Lord God, remembering the significance of your Son's birth, Lord God, remembering our purpose, remembering why you sent your Son, Lord God. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for the Sunday morning breakfast ministry. We ask that you will just continue to lead and guide us in the way that you would have us to go, Lord God, spreading love and peace, Lord God, blessing those who you have called us to bless, Lord God. We ask that you will continue to allow us to be open and receptive to receive you always, Lord God, through our faith, Lord God. We pray for our leader and visionary that you will continue to strengthen him, Lord God. Allow him to continue to see things in the way that he needs to see them, Lord God, so that he may lead your people, Lord God, that he may further your kingdom, Lord God. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Hey, y'all, put a smile on your face. This is the best day of your life. Right? The day you got the greatest gift of all.
Mm-hmm.
And from the Sunday morning breakfast crew, we say happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday, God. Happy birthday, Holy Spirit, because they are one. We celebrate the birth of Christ. We celebrate the day that God loved us so much that he sent us everything, for his everything, so that everything will be all right.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah. Accordingly, and we love y'all, and we definitely hope you ate well. We'll talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.